that is the real deal when it comes to buying or selling homes. Hi, it's Jason Goff here. Hey, how you doing out there? When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call, Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Amy's unique in that she'll sit down with you, you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold, she can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. And listen, if you're taking over someone's estate and you have to sell their home, or if you're like me and you got a new family that's ready to spread out and get yourself a backyard, those kinds of things, Amy Kite can help you any way you come to her. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Again, that's Amy Will Sell Your Home.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Premiering CBS Thursday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Everything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
So here are your donuts. Series premiere CBS Thursday after the Big Bang Theory.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police works like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
I'm not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
I'm the test nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got, like, the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
CBS has big news we know you'll love.
Our show's back on. And hooray for love.
The Oddest Odd Couple is on Monday.
I hope you have fun with your booze and your bimbo.
I see no flaw in that plan.
Matthew Perry.
Felix came along and vacuumed all the fun out of my life.
And Thomas Lennon star.
So I have so many quirks. In high school, they called me Captain Quirk. And not in a nice way.
The hit comedy, The Odd Couple.
Oscar, Oscar, Oscar.
Felix, shut up.
CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Disappointed.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 51, where the Atlanta Falcons take on the New England Patriots. Listen live from Houston starting at 3 p.m. Sunday on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena next Tuesday as they take on Illinois at 7. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com.
It's always great to win. It's always great to win, especially after what's been going on. But, you know, we're still battling together. We're still in the scene together. Like we always say, we all we have. Everybody said what they had to say, get it off their chest, move on, move forward, win some games.
Well, the Bulls look to build on their winning ways and team chemistry as they start their six-game road trip at the Thunder on Wednesday. Hey, Nico told our guy Casey Johnson, besides Powell, Rajon Rondo is the best teammate he's ever had. So that puts all that drama last week to rest. NHL, the Blackhawks return to action tomorrow night at San Jose. Michael Roosevelt was placed on IR. The team recalled Gustav Forsling from Rockford. Everyone practiced today except for John Taves, Pat Kane, and Duncan Keith, and Marcus Kruger. NFL, there's a little note for you that John Lynch has a new job. He's off TV, which is a good thing. He'll be GMing for the San Francisco 49ers. And retired Cubs catcher David Ross, he has a new job, and he'll be on TV. College Hoops, AP Top 25. Northwestern checks in at 25, and they're a ranked team for the first time since 2010. Your top five, Gonzaga, Baylor, Kansas, Villanova, and Arizona. Searching for a solution to your damp and musty crawl space? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. Visit 670thescore.com/events to find out where 670 The Score will be on the road near you. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51, this Sunday when the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Ray Ratto.
Yeah, a lot of people could ace an interview without any experience. You can get a stand-up comic who can ace the interview. This is a recipe for serious stank.
Now I'm thinking about, after seeing the list and thinking about the stand-up comedian possibility, I'm picturing Gilbert Gottfried and Louis Anderson in line outside the door to interview with Jed York.
An old Jewish woman.
Yeah.
Takes her grandson to the beach, her 3-year-old grandson. The old Jewish woman falls asleep in the sand. The grandson wanders off into the ocean. This is him wandering off. Yeah. And a wave grabs him and pulls him out. The kid screaming and crying and sinking under the water. The crowd on the beach, someone save him. One guy leaps into the water and starts swimming after him. And the waves are knocking him against the rocks, pounding him there. He's all bloody, but he keeps swimming against the current. And then he grabs the kid and he holds him up over the water and he's swimming with the other hand. And then a shark starts coming at them. And the shark is trying to bite the kid. And the father, he's hitting the shark and he saves it. And then he puts the kid on the sand and the kid's not breathing. So he's pumping his arms and his chest and giving a mouth to mouth. Then the kid spits up water and he's okay. And everyone's cheering. And the old Jewish grandmother goes, he had a hat.
The show goes on!
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
How old that joke is. I mean, that's as old as the hills. That goes back to the Catskills. That's the kind of thing Buddy Hackett was doing in between acts.
Well, some people that may joke. Not be privy to that kind of material, my friend.
Hey, but a classic joke well told is still a classic joke. Although I noticed, I was reading an article today in the Tribune about the comedy tour of Jeff Foxworthy and Larry the Cable Guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very interesting take, actually, about Larry the Cable Guy as a character, about what some of his, the crude jokes that it's, that he may be, that the actual comedian, Dan, I forgot his name, actually might be undermining his audience, where it looks like he's playing to his audience, but when he plays a buffoon who says some of these things, there are people who think that he's actually right, Larry the Cable Guy, right, when the character is in and of itself satirizing the behavior of some people who think like that. Yet
it's like the super fan stuff.
Yeah, well, Jeff Foxworthy was doing apparently a bunch of... Yeah, you're right. It is like super fan stuff. He was
Daniel Lawrence Whitney.
Dan Whitney. His name. Dan Whitney, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that I guess Jeff Foxworthy was doing a bunch of stuff. Well, men are like this and women are like this. And mm-hmm. he said, why do you think men die before their wives? Because we want to. I mean, that is the oldest. It was the old joke is why do Jewish men die before their wives? Because we want to. That was the really? And I saw that. I'm thinking,
everybody
really
biting y'all style,
but, right? But like, no, but on that tour, who's going to know the difference, right?
Because they're not around right, many Jews.
They're hanging out in the locker room with all of my peeps. You know, they've always got something for me.
They're not listening to Ish Monroe talk about sea bass.
Well, this was my God, we got to get it. We should get Ish on the show.
Hey, man.
Talk a little bassin.
I'm down.
But yeah, I
got one question for him.
What? One question?
One.
All right.
One hit a quitter. I'm in and I'm out. Ish? Why?
Why? He's made a ton of money. He loves fishing.
I would like to ask Ish that.
Maybe it's like a Rooney Rule thing where he just had one good interview. Want to be a professional bass fisherman? All right, sure.
Ish Tomlin?
Yeah, right, exactly. Oh, cheerleader. Ow. Cheerleader.
Yeah. No, but I told the story earlier in the show that we were at the fishing show in Schaumburg. It's like, go back to the hog trough, and there's going to be a seminar on bass fishing from a professional touring bass fisherman. How y'all doing?
He did not sound like that.
No, I know.
He didn't sound like that.
I wanted
okay,
him.
How y'all doing?
Okay, exactly. How we doing? All right, then Brian Billick is out there. All right, I got six more of these I got to do. Okay, any questions? All right, that's what I thought. Let's move on. Okay, great.
Ridiculous.
So Colby Rasmus is apparently not happy. He has signed a deal with the Rays, and he was answering a question about a lack of recognition for his outfield play, being a finalist but not winning the Gold Glove this year. And he referenced a years-old conflict with former Cardinals manager Tony La Russa, and he said, you know how this game is in the show. They don't necessarily like long hair and the redneck folks. That's just the way it goes. My good old friend Tony La Russa, he has a lot of pull in the game, so you never know. I just try to play the game how I play it. I play hard. I play the game kind of all out and rough, so I've hurt myself along the way. I just try to play the game the way I play it. Some people don't like that.
Now, I didn't know that there was a stigma against long hair and quote redneck folks in baseball.
I didn't either. This is new to me. Colby Rasmus is letting me know about some sort of discrimination that I wasn't aware of.
Are they trying to rid them of, you know, out of the clubhouses? Are they? I mean, you're not going to have I have many bullpens out there if you get rid of all of them, right?
I looked and said, we intend to try the ball through under.
It isn't really a redneck thing. It's more of an asshat thing.
Right, like if you're a jerk.
Right,
if
you start talking about, you know, Nick Swisher, Adam Eaton, and then, if I play hard, I hurt myself. No, it's not that you're a redneck. It's that you're a penis. That's what this is.
Different color neck.
Right. I just try to play the game. This is great.
The game is in the show.
They
don't necessarily like long hair and the redneck folks.
The folks up top might not like it as much. The sabermetric guys, things like that. Catching balls out of my range or however they do it. No, see, that's measurable.
Another oppressed young white man.
I try to get myself in the best position to try to get us on and off the field as quick as possible. That's my goal. I don't try to play for sabermetrics or try to make the flashy play.
What is he not? He doesn't understand, does he? You don't. No one plays for sabermetrics.
He doesn't.
It's just how you're defined as a player.
They measure what you do. This is great. I try to catch it and get into the dugout. Get our pitchers off the field as quick as I can. Get off the field, pitchers! So I haven't ever really set myself up to look good for whatever it is that some of these guys do. I have trouble doing that. My dad raised me up just playing all out. That's just how I play. It would have been cool to get the Gold Glove. I understand my numbers might have been a little bit better, but I didn't finish out the season. I got hurt.
I don't understand where his gripe is, though.
What?
Like, his gripe is against sabermetricians, apparently Tony La Russa and the pull that he has in the game.
Which isn't that much anymore.
And
it might have looked until we intended to try the ball through anyway.
Stop it.
Yeah,
knock it off.
Boomhauer La Russa over there. I don't know. I mean, is he angry at his daddy? My daddy.
Daddy raised me.
My daddy. My daddy
raised me to play the game all out. They don't like me doing it. No, they don't like you getting hurt too much. And they don't like you being annoying, right?
When's the last time Kobe Rasmus was important?
Oh.
Right? I mean, like, he was a terrific prospect. Came up and let me look up Kobe Rasmus.
Didn't he
numbers.
Break some of Bo Jackson's records?
For
in high school,
bow shooting with your feet.
No, it was. I want to say, yeah, here it is. Russell County High School in Seal, Alabama. As a senior, he batted 484 with 24 home runs that passed Bo Jackson for second all time in the state for home runs in a season by a high school player. And in a pre-draft workout, he was clocked at 95 miles per hour throwing from center field, ran 60 yards in 6.7 seconds. Playing
so,
all out.
Yeah, so he's a terrifically physically gifted guy, but yeah. I mean, all right. Looking at his numbers here, that's a lot.
Well, I mean, he's good.
He's got some pop. The year before last, 25 home runs, 18 before that, 22, 23.
Career slash at 241, 311, 434. That's a mediocre player with a little bit of power. Yeah.
So. But who? I'm trying to figure out who held him back, and what is this mission against long hair redneck folks in baseball that I'm not aware of? I didn't know that this was happening. Like, seriously, I know there are a lot of parents out there who have kids who are on travel teams. Like, are you being told to shave your kids' hair and make sure their necks
not
are...
from judging the team's replay?
like what right. Is this a thing? Like, do they
no
feel
just
like
in the show?
Oh, just the show.
Son, you've reached the show.
I don't want to call guys Hill Jacks, but like, do they feel like the Hill Jacks are being removed? And the hills have eyes. No, I'm sorry. No, I don't know. Is it like the reverse RBI program where you just you got the brothers?
Not only are we going to get the brothers, we're going to also diminish the rednecks. We're going to work simultaneously in both directions.
Is Madison Bumgarner being blackballed? Is he just like, Madison Bumgarner's long hair and you drink a lot of Budweiser? You can't play for us,
a long
kid.
Memory.
He's still kicking. Right. You got 60% of the Cubs starting staff. Right. Who are that
guy? But they're missing the long hair.
I didn't come here for a haircut.
Well, John is balding, right?
I think he's beyond balding. I think he's
Lester. Yeah, John Lester's bald. And Lackey.
Yeah, but he
country
can,
hardball. He's got a decent head of
yeah,
hair.
Yeah, but you could grow like a freaky long haired skullet kind of thing if you wanted, like the guy in Rocky Horror.
All right.
I've seen that before in a southern bar. The guy with the kind of.
I really did not know that redneck folk as Tavis Rasmus points out here. I didn't know redneck folk were being excised out of the game. Like, parents, if you're out there and you're, downstate Illinois, maybe you got some people in Indiana who are listening. Are your kids being told that they can't play baseball if they're long-haired redneck folks? Like, is he just running into clubhouses? Like, you know what needs to change in here? Get all these damn Mexicans out of here. You got one brother in here. He's all right. He doesn't talk too much, so he's okay.
That one's into bass fishing, so he's cool.
Ish Monroe is batting cleanup on whatever minor league team's playing on. He looks around. He looks at his white brethren around. Which one of y'all is my redneck folks? They try to get us out this game. I'm Kobe Rasmus.
I believe, actually, the professional bass tournament is doing the same thing. I don't know. We got too many guys fitting that. Now that you're in the show,
you're gonna run out of consumers.
Sure, you might have been getting by with that on the satellite tours and the lower level bass fishing competitions, but son, you're in the show.
Oh, dude, there were some dudes in Atlanta who used to call themselves black rednecks. I'm a black redneck golf. I'm like, hey, however that works out for you, enjoy yourself, man.
Look, there is a you know, Randy Moss and...
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Dudes like that are like...
We were talking about Purnell, yeah, you know. Purnell's yeah, from got, the muck. It's got yeah, a little bit of yeah. country...
Yeah, it's more of a class thing than it is a race thing, right? You just called it redneck well, because
there's
it started
a drawl, with, you know? Yeah. You can notice a drawl that some guys go I wasn't ahead.
This is what we need to pay attention to. Because if there's a movement to remove the redneck folks and the long-haired folks out of baseball, then we're in trouble. Because Andrew McCutchen's got some long hair, all right?
He cut it.
Did he?
Well, doesn't he cut it for one of the charities? Like Locks of Love.
I think he did for like the first time in a couple of years. Yeah,
he's like Samson. He's gonna he let his powers get cut too. He wasn't that good last year, right? I don't know. I don't know where Kobe's coming from with this. I feel bad for
the 303s. If they're trying to keep out the long haired folk, they're doing a horrible job. Syndergaard, DeGrom, right. Worth, etc. Right. So that must be why Tim Lincecum started to suck. It's a conspiracy. Yeah, if you went into a major league locker room and it just went by the number of bow hunters. Like, and that's a different level when you are when just only and nothing against bow hunting because that's it's hard to do.
They'll come and get you.
No, but hey, the bow hunting
I like
is
the way he talking.
That is they're it's a serious. Skill. They are serious about what they do.
And Rodney looks to the sky and fires an arrow.
No, not literally. He's not a bow hunter.
Fernando Rodney would not be a part of the group Kobe Rasmus is referring to.
Oh,
imagine.
Speaking of hunting.
Part of the Black Knicks.
I met the coolest guy ever at this thing, too.
Ish Monroe.
No.
Yeah, we've already heard all your Ish Monroe stories.
One of the booths were volunteers from a raptor protector organization, and they had all the live birds that they had.
Just a dude, just the bodyguard for Vince Carter just walking around.
Screech owls, a barred owl. Owl, great horned, a American kestrel, red tail hawk, and then a
peregrine falcon.
This guy walks over with a peregrine falcon on its arm.
Oh, I'm joking.
And it's got the cowling. Waistband. It's got the cowl
the
over
cowlie?
Its eyes. It's got cowling over its eyes. Right. And I asked him. I said, "Do you hunt?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, "This is a real falcon. I'm a real falconer." And the stories and the stuff he was telling about what he does with this bird. Someday, Jay. This is the coolest damn thing I have ever heard in my life.
He just sends him on hunts?
He said, we're hunting tomorrow. I just fed him. The bird was making all kinds of noise. I said, I just fed him. I don't want to overfeed him because he's got to be hungry for our hunt tomorrow.
Yeah, he's got to be careful. He's going to pick off somebody's child in a backyard one of these days. Come back with a four-year-old.
Look what I brought back for
right,
you.
Exactly.
Oh, I don't know if I can eat this.
He's just sending a bird of prey out there just to kill things.
But he walks out to a hunting ground. The bird goes up, you know, however many...
All of a sudden, iced tea is running out of the back of a house.
It's lemonade! You know, 100 feet in the air, more than that, many hundred feet in the air. And he will walk and flush, I don't know if he uses a dog or if he's with a covey of game birds, of quail, of, he said, what was it, sage grouse...
And sage steel.
Prairie chicken.
Mm-hmm.
They also hunt duck, but this is the land stuff. And what he said, you hear it, that it will locate... It will
the tracking
right
the lock on
boom come down at 180 miles an hour whatever it is with it you know and
get a good angle
and grab
get
it.
A seal here yeah, and a seal there
off oh, Alvin Pilgrim make that block no and grab the thing and bring it back to him and then he feeds
that's not
it.
Fair
why not
that's like. It's like these people who go hunting with a shotgun.
It's more fair than shooting it.
No, I understand. Well, is it really though? Is it really? You're sending that bird out to kill something smaller and fuzzy and cuddly.
That it's going to do anyway in the wild.
I understand. But what if the bird's not even hungry? You're just doing it for your own pleasure.
No, you're doing it for food.
That's
I don't
what
know.
I'm
I can't justify
that's what I'm
it.
Saying. Look, you're like shooting an animal is different than you teaching an animal when to go kill something.
I can't justify
you
it.
You can't.
It's so just awesome.
I was about to say, just say it's cool. It's, don't sit here and try to rationalize
no,
this. This dude's he's you know scratching himself, getting up on a Saturday. He's bored. He's like, all right, I'm gonna go hunt something. Although I'm not gonna do the hunting. I'm gonna send something to go hunt for me.
But the satisfaction of putting the time in to train an animal to do that and to not eat it, it brings it to you, and then you feed it like hamburger meat or something. Yeah. I would say get your own cow if that's the case. But you're right. When they do go with the red tail, which is also fully trained, they go for rabbits. And really? They bring back, yeah, they go sore, yeah, and they
talk about Pernell McPhee again.
And they bring back rabbits.
The dudes chase the was it the silver? You've never seen that that special? There's a group of players who have come from a certain part of Florida.
They call them Muck.
Yeah, well, they chase the rabbits, and if you get the silver tail one, I believe that's the fastest one. That means that your agility and quicks are ridiculous. Santonio Holmes and
seriously,
they chase rabbits and bring them back. I forget. I don't know if there's a market they bring them back to, but guys do that during the summer to keep their quicks up as well as make a little money on the side.
Like in the wild or in a
grew up chasing rabbits in Belglade, Florida.
Thank you, Tom.
Wow, there he is.
Chasing rabbits.
I grew up in a leper colony. No, seriously, dude.
Then he circumcised the rabbits.
He didn't say all that. No, but they chase the rabbits, and like you think Rocky chasing a chicken or whatever on the big screen is something. Think about these dudes who the rabbits are darting every which way, and you can get down quick enough to grab one.
I have chased a lot of animals in my life. I have spent a lot of time
on the Duke campus.
In the Northwoods. Well, those, unfortunately, I caught because they were slow. But the mentally slow also. But like frogs are hard enough. Snakes. At least I got some tricks for snake catching that I developed over time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a toad doesn't even know, hey, what's going on? All right, pick me up. I'm going to pee on you. All right, that's about all I got. All right, can you put me down now? Thank you.
Right.
Turtles. All
turtles.
That.
But yeah, I mean.
Human beings aren't supposed to be able to catch rabbits.
Dude, I believe E60 or somebody did an entire special on them. And these players, like 50% of them make it to the NFL because of their quicks and their agility and you know, their redneckness.
No. They don't want me in the league no more because I play too hard. I give it my all. I'm running into stuff.
Tony La Russa and his group of Jews keeping me out of baseball.
All those sabermetric Jews as their pocket protectors. Those Epsteins and Rothsteins. They don't like me none because I'm too much of a redneck.
You got the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers and the Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs.
This is Doug Gottlieb with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day. The football world has been shaken by John Lynch. The hard-hitting safety, who is a Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist, is now the general manager of the San Francisco 49ers. Now, before you think he's another Matt Millen, you also have to think outside of the proverbial box. John Lynch was a pro for over a decade, was a great player, and immediately moved to the broadcast booth. So, first, he's going to the NFC, the conference he covered. Second, he hadn't been out of the game all that long, and he's never removed himself from that game. Third, he was a great player who played a position which you could see everything develop. And fourth, if you want to point to Matt Millen, I'll give you John Elway, and we'll give it a chance. In a part of the world that thinks outside the box, it's a little bit, but it just might work. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
CBS Wednesday, February 15th.
Great lawyers take risks, and I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case, and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy about justice.
Can you win this case?
It won't be easy.
And committed to risking everything.
Our client's blood matches the blood on the murder weapon.
You realize you're not very comforting.
Yeah.
The new drama, Doubt, premieres CBS Wednesday, February 15th.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hey, it's Chris Tannehill here for my friends at Chevy. Well, America's fastest growing full line brand is picking up right where they left off last year with even more good news for Chevrolet. Chevy is now the most awarded car company for a third year in a row now. So many great automobiles to choose from. How about the Chevy Silverado, the highest ranked heavy duty pickup in initial quality? Or how about the Chevy Spark, the highest ranked city car in initial quality for back to back years? And that's just two of the great vehicles Chevy has to offer. And now for the fourth consecutive year, Chevy has received more J.D. Power Initial Quality Awards than any other brand. Go see for yourself all the great things happening with Chevy. Stop by your local Chevy dealer today or check them out online at Chevy.com.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows.
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
It's Matt Spiegel. Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got, like, the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom. New drama CBS Saturday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss the new reality thriller, Hunted. 18 ordinary people on the run.
We can't stay in one spot.
We gotta get out of here.
They'll try to elude expert hunters.
My team is from the Navy SEALs, the CIA, U.S. Marshals.
We'll find them.
In a high-stakes game of hide and seek.
We are safe as long as we don't make a silly mistake.
My instinct is telling me something ain't feeling right.
Move in, move in.
Let's go.
Hunted. New episode, CBS Wednesday.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with the Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena next Tuesday as they take on Illinois at 7. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. The Bulls look to build on their winning ways and that winning team chemistry as they start their six-game road trip at the Thunder on Wednesday. Nico Mirotic told our guy Casey Johnson, besides Powell, Rajon Rondo is the best teammate he's ever had. NHL, the Blackhawks return to action tomorrow night at San Jose. Michael Roosevelt was placed on IR, and the team recalled Gustav Forsling from Rockford. Lucky him. Everyone practiced today except for Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane, and Duncan Keith, and Marcus Kruger. NFL, the 49ers will hire former Tampa Bay safety and Fox TV analyst John Lynch as their new GM, and that keeps him off TV. MLB retired Cubs catcher David Ross found himself a TV gig with ESPN. College hoops, AP top 25. Northwestern checks in at 25, and they're a ranked team for the first time since 2010. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Staples. Are you filing your own taxes this year? Well, Staples helps you be accountable with everything you need for tax season for less. With storage boxes and filing supplies to software like QuickBooks and TurboTax. And right now, get up to $15 off when you buy TurboTax in-store only. Ends 4-1-17. Staples, make more happen. And join Jay Zawoski for the Bud Light Blackhawks on the Glass with Andrew Desjardins on Monday, February 6th from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at Austin Saloon and Eatery in Libertyville. Get an autograph from Andrew and enter to win Blackhawks tickets brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one to right now. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. And I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51 this Sunday when the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on. Ooh,
it's on.
It's on.
It's on.
It's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
All right. Tonight is the night. If you want to do sports the right way, if you can time things up, if you can be a live TV warrior and not have to DVR everything like we have to at times, you got your local action, Blackhawks versus Sharks. But before that,
No, that's tomorrow.
Is it? Yeah. I thought it was tonight.
No.
Blackhawks versus Sharks. you don't have to DVR that, by the way. It's tomorrow. Screw that.
Tomorrow, but it starts at 9:30.
Well, that's fine. Tonight, your Notre Dame team is going up against your Duke team. And the reason why I say your Notre Dame team is because you like the little scrappy point guard that they have, and they got Vasante Shanko.
Steve Vasturia.
VJ Beasham or whatever his name is.
Yes.
And the Duke team that is...
Vonzi Colson has been there 14 years.
Yeah, you got that rolling tonight. Or if you're an NBA guy or gal like myself, man... Grizzlies and Suns. I don't know if you've been watching.
You're right past Pistons Celtics. Not even a thought. Okay.
Not a chance in hell. What am I going to do? I'm going to scout the players that Jimmy Butler will bring back in a huge blockbuster deal. No, I'm going to watch the Pistons.
That's cute that they're wearing all black.
Oh, you know, hey, you know, you got to do that. Hey, sometimes you get kicked out for wearing all black or long hair or being a redneck like Kobe Rasmus. But Marc Gasol and the Grizzlies going up against Eric Bledsoe and the Suns.
Both of whom, I was going to bring those up, both of whom in the last week have had a sexy time explosion. Gasol went for, what, also 42?
Yep.
Like they both had.
And Eric Bledsoe has had a terrific last three or four games or so. And they got a guy who I love watching when he gets a chance to play in Marquise Chris. The kind of guy the Bulls would never, ever draft because he's a freshman out of Washington and he's a stringy, bouncy, live wire, you know, kind of deal. And
don't forget, you have to watch Phoenix because Devin Booker.
Well, that's my dude.
That's your guy.
That's my guy. Be a star. In Phoenix, you're just trying to make sure they don't stop you and check your papers.
Keep it moving.
Exactly. So, wait a minute. So the Hawks and the Sharks aren't playing tonight? I was getting my mouth all ready for some Hawks and Sharks tonight. Getting ready for that taste of hard hockey. No?
Get off the plane from the All-Star game and go play the next night?
Well, There are people playing tonight, aren't there?
I don't think so.
There's no games tonight? That's why. Okay. See?
I
clicked on the scores, and I was looking for, and they put it onto the next day scores, not tonight's scores.
Ah, see?
All right. Well, then I'll have to.
I'll
have to bottle up my Hawks Sharks love for tomorrow.
It's your Hawks and Sharks.
I'll be texting Jay Zawoski while watching the game.
You read all about Duncan Keith's parenting.
Hey, man, he's a cute kid.
Yeah, he's a cute kid.
You know, Father's Day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All-Star weekend with your son.
Yep, everything's good.
You know, happy to see him. Uh-huh. He's happy.
Yeah. Yeah, we love it.
And he does. Uh-huh. Seems like he does love his kid.
Indeed.
See? Quote, this is the best. It's everything having him here and seeing how happy he is.
Mm-hmm.
Duncan Keith on spending time with his son, Colton.
Everything's fine. It was all a bunch of crap. Are you getting divorced? Yes. But it's all crap. Everything.
Hey, man. Yep. Co-parenting. You know, he's okay. going to do his thing and raise up one Colton Keith to be hammered on a bus during a Stanley Cup final.
Didn't quote Benito Mussolini.
I got a couple words here. Words of wisdom.
Yeah, they come from a fascist dictator. Dude. But hey, you know what? You were more prescient than
hey,
you knew.
Hey, I mean, can we really...
That's what I'm saying.
Can we really get mad at him for that?
No, now that we have our very own, so you can quote him.
It's like trading cards. We have ours now.
Fascist dictator set. I got doubles on Pinochet.
I got a couple words here. Words of wisdom.
Information that was false and fake.
Oh, here they come.
See the
like, here they come. Here they come. Yeah, Bruce Levine announcing that the angry people are coming on the text line. Here they come. Here they come. All right. Damn it. I was really, no joke. I was really looking forward to watching Hawks Sharks.
No, you weren't.
I'm not joking.
Okay.
Because
sometimes you get in the hockey mood.
Yeah, I got to get back in. You know, Brothers for Hockey. We've disbanded. We've got to get the group back together. You know, we're in our own little separate places, trying to make sure that we can just get through the day without
Brothers for Hockey assemble.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we got to put like the bat signal out there. Exactly.
There's like a house beat underneath it, though.
Picture of Willie O'Ree just goes in the air, and then we just all assemble somewhere.
Dirk Graham.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Grant Fuhr in one of his bedazzled shirts at a charity outing, you know, eating everything in sight.
Love that story.
Yeah, I ran into Grant Fuhr at Jermaine Dye's charity thing, and it was just a dude with a dragon on the back of a black shirt that was bedazzled. The dragon was bedazzled, not the dude. And he's just like, it's as if you just had the hors d'oeuvres plates surrounding him, and he had like eight arms. Yeah, and he's just killing everything. And I'm like, who is this dude? I point to Nicole. I'm like, I don't know who this guy is, but he is getting down.
He's eating everything.
Everything. Yeah. Just like not even chewing, just throwing into the bag. Like, tom, 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 tom. And Jermaine Dye's talking, and he brings up Marcus Allen, he brings up Dave Justice, and then he goes, and ladies and gentlemen, my dear friend Grant Fuhr, and that's the guy who gets up like, oh my God, that is black royalty right there. That's Grant Fuhr.
Did he have the goop?
Right.
He had
the goop on his neck.
No, but it might have been like a symptom of the goop.
Right. He's just extremely hungry.
Right. Just bouts of uncontrollable hunger that make you eat canapes.
Yeah, that's royalty right there. I'm like, damn.
Meanwhile, Jermaine Dye, truth be told, Jermaine Dye has got a little bit more Ish Monroe in him, too, because I believe that that is one avid West Coast bass fisherman right there.
Yes. No, he is a, yep. he's a big fisherman.
Yes, he is.
I'm the only brother that hasn't fished. Ever. I've talked about this before. Des Clark has hit me on my phone like, yo, we got to get you out. We got to get you out and fishing. I'm like, I'm okay. I'm okay. There's certain things that I'm okay with not having experience. Fishing is one of them.
I'm calling Ish. He's going to take you to fish. We're gonna
Why can Ish be the only one to take me to fish?
Because it rhymes with fish. I don't know. I like saying
why
it.
Can't you and the Jews who are trying to get Kobe Rasmus out of baseball?
We're busy.
Why can't you take
We're
me?
We're busy trying to get the Rednecks out of baseball.
Huh? Yeah, I need somebody to take me. I mean, I don't know.
We're not exactly well represented in the fishing community either. I don't think so.
You think Ish?
Unless you're fishing a carp out of the bathtub to chop it up. I mean,
I don't need to fish. I'm good on fishing.
What if after the apocalypse you need to fish for food?
I think I just die.
Okay.
I think I just check out.
I mean, there'll be irradiated fish, but depending on what kind of apocalypse
I'll check out whether is it Tupacalypse now?
Whoa.
The debut album.
Wow.
From the head-turning talent that was known as Tupac Shakur. Nah, yeah, I don't need to fish.
Hey, I got some secret spots around here, some privately held land, and you don't have to go
I'm
out.
Sure you do.
You don't have to go out anywhere. I can get you there with a little beetle spin, and there's hot fishing
the thing
action.
It's like losing yourself in that atmosphere. That's what I would have an issue with. Like, for instance, I've tried meditation before,
And it's not a Zen thing. It's a fishing thing.
But no, but like you lose yourself in the nature.
You're pounding water.
I can have my headphones listen to a podcast, other stuff.
You're pounding water. You're working. You're not trying to get to some
magical
place.
I know
you
and Russ were talking about it. He's a big
fisher. Serious, yeah. And back to our falconry conversation, Debjit says there's a red-tailed hawk eviscerating pigeons in Lakeview. Feathers and talons seen lying on the ground. That's probably not a red tail. There are peregrines in Lakeview. I think over by the Aragon Ballroom, there was a family of peregrines. There was another family. There, it's more than likely a Cooper's hawk, because they're all over the place.
The rule is.
They're all over the place, and they eat birds. They prefer songbirds, but I think it would be pretty tough for a hungry Cooper's hawk to pass up a lovely squab that happened to be there. So chances are that's not a red tail.
And now you know.
There you go.
And knowing is half the battle. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
The Score is celebrating 25 years as the voice of the fan. It couldn't have continued for 25 years without you, the Score listener. Thank you, Chicago. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car. Paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This week on the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast.
One of my favorite fighters, boxer Paulie Malignaggi. Are you still fighting? Are you not still fighting?
Yeah, I've been trying to end my career, man. I mean, it's such a struggle to just kind of let things go. You know, it's I still feel pretty slick and pretty agile and pretty versatile in my ability to compete. So I just want to be able to do it just a little while longer.
I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Download and subscribe on Play.it and iTunes. And check out Paulie Malignaggi's podcast From Brooklyn to the World.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You're going to
shoot me? I consider it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him.
One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
You're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Sunday, the NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Data rates may apply.
There's a reason the top realtors in town are working with Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team. The housing market is hot right now, and houses are selling the day they come on the market. It's never been so important to have a strong mortgage lender. Now, if you're even considering buying a home, make sure to call Ryan and get pre-approved. He can do it on the very same day you call in. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team work hard so you don't have to. Now, if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got like the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
At seven.
Buyer, the lesser of $20,850 or 5% of their loan amount towards certain closing costs and down payment assistance. So if you're purchasing a home with a $300,000 loan amount, you can obtain up to $15,000 in credits towards your down payment and certain closing costs. Please give me a call now at 312-896-2110. Both programs have certain limitations and restrictions, so we need to make sure you qualify and the property meets the guidelines. Remember, nobody values your home purchase business more than Townstone. That's 312-896-2110 or go to townstone.com. That's T-O-W.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison? Why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTechStopRex.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tioni. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I hear the people talk. Wow, now look at this. This is a fascinating combo. I don't know how Mitch puts these things together, if he's just playing around like now.
Well,
like,
these,
you know,
dudes actually get down, yeah, you know, on the weekends,
right,
with the baseball show.
That's right. They can hook it up here for an evening with all kinds of things. It's tough to find a hook, but there was some baseball stuff I wanted to get to that maybe we will tomorrow about the aftermath of the White Sox fan convention and kind of what that was. To me, it felt like...
Well, just call in. Call in about... you can call in about 7:40.
Okay. Nice.
Or 8.
I could.
Or 8:20.
When's the last time you've been a guest on your own station?
Terry's farewell show.
Yeah, I was saying.
Yeah, it wasn't that long
ago.
Used
to happen all the time back in the old days.
Yeah, but the White Sox thing felt like a relief rally, kind of. It's like, oh... Okay.
You did what we asked.
Yeah, there's something else going on here, but still, I hope Sox fans are ready to settle in for a whole lot of Tyler Saladino.
Because that's they were getting that anyways.
I know, but I was trying to think of the one single player that best symbolized what White Sox baseball is going to feel like. Like, Tim Anderson's too young and promising. Melky Cabrera's too old. Like, I thought that Tyler Saladino at 28 and like a one-win player who's good enough if you squint.
Is he really a one-win player?
I think it was, but that's not good.
No, I know, I'm just surprised.
Yeah, I think it's a one-win player. But
a little high for you, Barry.
That seems high to me, but okay.
He wanted to owe him some wins.
Trying to figure out how he compiled that, exactly.
That's what it's going to feel like. Tyler Saladino is like the representative current White Sox player.
Yeah, because I went too high. I went Melky Cabrera. Some nights are going to be good. Yeah, some nights are going to be good. Some nights are going to be like, what the hell is Melky doing out there?
Who's catching?
Ooh. Narvaez, right?
Who's doing the catcher?
Omar Narvaez.
Yeah, this is gonna be, everybody wanted it, and now you just gotta, you know, sit back, relax, and strap it down, because this is gonna be 3 years where you're gonna get yourself a good 280 losses.
If you're lucky. I mean, if everything goes right, it's only 3 years. And that's unusual. Usually,
until the promising guys start to arrive, right? I mean,
hopefully there's more coming with Jose Quintana, because Rick could not stop talking about it, and I loved it every time I heard it. Yep, we're going to trade. We're not going to force anything. And hopefully it happens. Hopefully this is not the team we take to spring training.
I think Todd Frazier could be gone too. Even the right offer for Jose Abreu, if somebody...
That was the oddest part of being there over the weekend, was really the Todd Frazier type guy. Because, I mean, Todd Frazier's a really good guy. And, I mean, he's a good guy to have around. Mm-hmm. And he's a stand-up guy. And he's, you know, he's doing his best to make this sound like he wants to be here. And, like, there's a reason to be here. But he knows he's going to be traded. He knows the better he plays, the sooner he'll be gone. So it's an odd position for a guy like that to be in.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why he wanted out of the Reds, right? He had issues with what they were doing.
Are you also going to be talking about the Cardinals hacking punishment in the Astros case? We didn't touch that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we'll get to the Cardinals, and we'll get to the Bulls, of course. That's always fun. Talk some Super Bowl.
I'd love to hear your thoughts on the golf tournament, too, because running in a 61-foot eagle putt for a victory is the kind of thing that announces your arrival on the scene.
Look, John Rahm is for real.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. He played for Tim Mickelson, Phil's brother at ASU, mm-hmm. who's now his agent. This guy's for real. Phil said He cleans Phil's clock regularly on the golf course.
Okay, in Arizona.
So that means he wins a lot of money.
Yeah. He's in the Phil for about a good $700,000.
I was going to say, Phil's liquidating some assets then, right?
Listen, Phil would bet on how long it takes you to go to the bathroom if it offered him an opportunity to wager.
He's so, Pete Rose.
Yeah, I mean, imagine what he does on the golf
course. He was talking about a Super Bowl prop with his score against the LeGarrette Blount rushing yards for this Sunday.
Oh, we got to get to that, too. Joe Buck basically said, I can do whatever I want. I know what all the props are. I can cash or not cash.
Hey. And the broadcasting props, like how many times do they get mentioned?
Michael Vick, Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, that's great.
Affect the market.
That's great that he would say that.
We'll get to that. I bet you they took those off the board.
All right, thank yous. Today, our guests, Ray Ratto, Jeremy Wu, and Rich Campbell. We'll be joined by Hub Arkish tomorrow. We have plenty else coming. The producers today, Nick Shepkowski.
What's up, guys? Terry, you know, I don't always agree with you, but you could not be any more right about this.
Chris Tannehill.
What's up, fellas? Y'all funny, man. Hey, Lawrence, congratulations on your promotion, man. You're great, man. I love listening to you, man.
Thank you, man.
He's Terry. He's Lawrence. He's anyone but Jason.
Just gotta roll with the punches.
And our video director at Watch670thescore.com, Brian Gertsch.
Will be sucked up by Saladino. Well, he has just absolutely been Brooks Robinson-ish. And
no, he hasn't.
Yeah,
no, he
meant absolutely.
He meant Brooks Robinson-ish Monroe.
It's my guy Ish Monroe.
Yeah, that's what he meant.
Yeah, maybe he can catch the lunkers like my guy Ish. I don't know. All right, we'll talk tomorrow. We will turn it over to the team of Barry Rosner and Joe Ostrowski.
And the Hawks and Sharks don't play tonight,
correct,
by the way.
Correct.
I made that mistake. They don't play tonight.
That would be...
Stop talking hockey.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
You're an idiot. You don't know anything about it.
Bye, guys.
We're done here.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Enjoy taking your stuff on the go? Well, then DirecTV Now is not something for you. Did you know that you cannot watch CW and CBS programming with DirecTV Now? You can't get Channel 2 News, and it's the best in the city. No CBS football games. So let's say your favorite team is playing on CBS. You're not getting that on DirecTV Now. Also, there's no NFL streaming on mobile devices such as Sunday Ticket, NFL Network, NFL Red Zone. So why would you want DirecTV Now? There's no downloading your content to watch on the go. And you've heard me for so long now talk about the Xfinity TV app. I'm watching all of my stuff on the go all the time, whether I'm streaming live TV or I'm accessing my DVR or video on demand, even downloading and then watching stuff later on my own time. I can do that with the Xfinity TV app, something you can't do with DirecTV Now. Plus, there's no DVR with DirecTV Now. You can't record your shows and watch on your own time. With DirecTV Now, you only have 72 hours to watch your show before it goes away. And sometimes you don't get to it in 72 hours. Listen, you can only stream on two devices with DirecTV Now. With Xfinity, you can stream on up to five devices at the same time. I mentioned the video on demand, accessing your DVR, and that Xfinity TV app, all those services, all that there is included at no extra cost. But here's the best part about Xfinity. You can access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide, so there's no need to use your data, so it saves you money as well. So even when you're out of your house, you're connected with Xfinity Wi-Fi with all those hotspots all over the country. Listen, don't let DirecTV Now limit your entertainment. Go with the very best in the business. That's Xfinity. Call them today at 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com.
Are you an interesting, fun, single person wishing to meet other interesting, fun, single people? Are you thinking you'd like to have someone special in your life? Well then, that's the sort of thing that usually works itself out on its own. And speaking of working out, that's how it might happen. You might be working out and meet the person you've been hoping for right there at the gym. She'll be over on the mat stretching with a yoga ball, while you're on the machines working a specific muscle group, let's say, deltoids. She'll casually walk past, sipping from her reusable water bottle, when she stops to ask you about circuit training, or resistance training, anyway, some sort of training. Well, one thing leads to another, and soon, you're spotting each other for sets of 15.
Before you know it, you'll both be sprinting down the aisle. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward. At the University of Illinois Springfield, you'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angels Memorial.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the